Welcome back. Well, everything okay?
Yeah, everything's cool. I'm sorry. So
look at that. We love live TV.
I was supposed to pick somebody up, but I got everything.
He totally forgot to.
I didn't forget.
EMT transportation.
I didn't forget. I just, I've been over here. I already sent a ride, so it'll be there. Everything's worked out.
Hopefully. Okay. Was it EMT transportation?
It's Lyft.
Well, next time, EMT transportation.
I never knew about
EMT.
Was it
one of your kids? Did you forget one of your kids?
Nah.
Well, we're sorry for whoever you forgot to pick up.
It's my girl.
Well, we're sorry for your girl.
I didn't forget to pick her up. I just.
Well, that was worth
3 minutes. I'm here.
That was worth
3 minutes. I worked it out. We're here. We don't have to leave now.
All right. That's all good.
So we're good.
Look at that. Look at God.
Yeah. That wasn't even 3 minutes. That was like the fastest Lyft ordering ever.
Oh, I did it while we were talking.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he's like, I'm trying to do two things at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel it. That's what's up.
But now we're good.
Yeah. We're back.
All right.
And so we're back. So let's shift from the choreography and all the things that you've done to what made you decide that being an influencer was the direction that you were going to go next?
I didn't think it was ever going to happen, honestly. Let's just tell the truth of why we all were on social media. COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got on there and I said, oh, this is a cool app. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm at the time 31, mm-hmm. I think. If my math's right, I'm 35 now. Yeah. I'm 31, And I'm like, I still felt old to be on the app because I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do? As far as Instagram goes, you kind of just post whatever you're doing in life.
Yeah.
Facebook is more statuses type everything. And then when we post pictures and stuff, it's for albums and stuff like family. And
right.
Yeah. So it was a really different shift for me because I was in the era of Vine, but I wasn't shooting Vines.
Yeah.
So that's
what TikTok was before it was TikTok, right?
Yeah. Well, it was Vine, then Musical.ly.
Yeah.
Oh, Musical.ly. That's
and
right.
And then yeah. TikTok.
Okay.
But even when I hopped on Musical.ly, I felt lame. I would put the dance in like times two, and then I would do my little dances, and then I'm like, oh, that looks cool, because I was an animator, mm-hmm. I like really can like, I'm like a robot, mm-hmm. no mm-hmm. joke. So that used to be my thing, but when it turned to TikTok, it was like there's a lot of different stuff mm-hmm. that I don't understand, like the lip syncs and
yeah.
Why are certain people doing that? And what makes you do that? And then you have transitions, and mm-hmm. then you have makeup. And then so it was a whole different universe. So when I hopped on it, I kind of tried to hop in everybody else's universe. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like my universe. So I'm like, well, okay. I had saw somebody was like, just make TikToks for yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit, okay.
Yeah.
So the first thing I ever did was, I hate this music of 2020. Mumble rap was heavy.
Yes,
heavy. 2020 probably the heaviest. And I'm like, what is this? So me, shoot, I'm a 90s, 2000s.
Me,
R&B, hip hop.
Yes.
You better put it on me. So I said,
I was singing that on the way here in my car.
So I'm saying, like, if they're not gonna put that on there, shoot, I'm gonna find the people on social media that have it. So I find DJs. Then I realized, hey, this is as easy as searching 90s music at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll find mashups. So I started doing mashups.
I love mashups.
Yeah. Once I did mashups, like, or 90s check, mm-hmm. These songs, da 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 da. And when I started doing those, blew up.
Yep.
Started getting people in my age group now.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, that time.
Yeah.
So then it's the 25 to 45 year olds. Then I'm like, shoot, I love the 80s too. Because
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, I'm like a music encyclopedia, and I'm talking about different genres. Test me. I'm serious. Like, I love music. Like, I love music. I love dancing. But so I did that, blew me up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But then it stopped. You always hit a plateau.
Yeah.
Right. And I always tell people, say, find your niche. And I'm like, yes, find your niche. And that works for some people,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't work for everybody. That's, I tell you, if you don't have just one niche, don't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't do one niche. There's a lot of people who do comedy.
Yeah.
But they'll be so fly while they're doing it. You know why? Because fashion's also their passion. They can mix the two.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer in not. This is what I was talking about before I was.
You were lifting.
Yeah. Before I left, this is what I was talking about. What was going to go to. A lot of people believe that you have to have a niche.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's false. That's what I'm saying. A lot of creators like find your niche. Da, da, da. Everybody has such a blueprint, right? It's so AI.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not that simple. It's not that simple. Some people, it's that simple. Some people can go in there and be like, say some BS like, hey, you know, I know you're having a hard time and, you know, but just know that you're enough. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that same person that does that and make you feel that is the same person slapping their wife, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it blow your mind to where, like, you realize, like, oh, that's their thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's their thing. You know what I'm saying? Where I was like, that was my thing. And then to where it was like, okay, that's what I'm doing and it's sticking, but I'm growing a little bit. And then after that, it was like, I went to the cabin. I went to, it's in Ohio.
Hocking Hills?
Boom. I always forget. And people are like, have you been there? I'm like, no.
Yes. And then you were there.
I was there with my kids. I have whole pictures, albums of it and TikToks, yes. You know? And I went out there and I was like, you know what? I never do lip syncs. Let me do a freaking lip sync. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did that. I make say, oh yeah, I'm cool as a lion with no hair. If you ever see me come right into the forest with a grizzly bear, help the bear. Because mm-hmm. I'm out there in flip flops,
right?
Sweats. Mm-hmm. And I put at the top, the one time the black guy survives at the end of a horror movie. Blew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So then after that, it's like, hey, you like country? I'm like, I love country. And I was obsessed with this song that just is so not me, but it was so me. It was called International Harvester, and it's by Craig Morgan. It's probably the whitest song ever.
Was he talking about organs?
No, he was talking about tractors and shit.
Oh, like I'm harvesting my crops.
My crops.
Yeah, I'm a hard working compound driver, hugging up the road in my plower. Anyways, I did a dance to it.
That's mm-hmm. super country.
It's super country.
Yeah.
So I did a dance to it, mind you. This is around the time of the other election. Like
some feathers.
Whoa! They're like, how dare you steal white culture? I said.
How dare you?
Oh, wait, I'm connected.
Yeah, don't.
Oh my God. Are y'all serious right now? Like now I'm robbing white culture. And that's far from the truth. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I love country.
Mm-hmm.
But that blew me up.
Okay.
And I did movies, videos of it. And then what I did was took the hate, made it funny and still did it.
Right.
So when they was like, oh, my kid thinks you're old McDonald. Oh, yeah, okay. So I took a whole bunch of hand puppets, put them in a bush, and petted one of them. And then, like, right before the song's like, to a farmer's daughter, and then go right back in. So I found ways to make it happen.
Right. Okay.
And then when I did reactions, I just liked something, and I just wanted to do it. So I said, I'm just going to react to it. But those blew up.
Reaction videos always blow up.
But I learned not everybody can do it, though.
No.
Yes, you have a certain personality.
Yeah.
I want to do reactions.
It's my laugh. That's going to be what I'm going to do. A lot of people say it's my laugh.
Yeah. So it's not even your reaction. It's just how you laugh.
It's my laugh and the reaction. Well, it is because I just react naturally.
Yeah.
It usually takes me 5 seconds to know in a song, basically, or like in a video, if I basically, if it's good or not.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to say.
So you react to songs?
Song, dance. I react to a lot. If you look at literally anything from songs to parodies to skits to, it just might depend on what it is, but I'll know within the first 5-10 seconds
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
if I want to react to it or not.
Okay.
I prefer a natural reaction.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's so you don't ever just blind react. Like that, you plan it out ahead of time. Or you no, do blind react.
That is a blind reaction.
Yeah. Okay.
Me. A dead blind react you can never really fully do.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to waste time.
Yeah.
Right.
So I need to see the first 5-10 seconds to even know, and you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So this is like when you're stitching. Like you stitch a video together. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm learning about the TikTok.
Yeah. It's so interesting that we're talking about being in finding your niche is because niches can put you in a box and that would be like the only box that you're in and be stereotyped or whatnot. And I was watching an interview with Alfonso Ribeiro, the guy that played Carlton.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince.
Why'd you look at me? I know.
But I was just, I'm scanning the room. Like, I'm looking at my co-host.
The guy that used to dance the Carlton dance.
It's not unusual.
Okay. Fresh Prince wasn't just for black people. Okay. Even white people love Fresh Prince.
I do love Fresh Prince.
I know that. So, but anyways, he said that, you know, after Fresh Prince was done, every acting role that he was getting, people wanted him to still
wanted him to be that guy.
Yeah. And so he stopped acting for a while. He's like, I'm not going to be Carlton every time that I play something. And so he was just kind of saying, like, how even though Fresh Prince elevated him and boosted him to where he is today, he was very annoyed that he even mm-hmm. did the show, because he's like, everybody's going to look at me as Carlton. So it was very difficult.
Because how can Carlton go be a murderer in like a serial killer movie? Like,
I mean, but he doesn't have him. So maybe he can just go be like a dad on a show or something.
I couldn't.
You know what I'm saying? Like a sitcom dad.
I feel him though. And I will tell you why that does suck.
Yeah.
Because now I'm kind of dealing with that now. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm dealing with that big time. I had, I liked strip clubs once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I had my 2 million party, you know, that was like my last hurrah type of thing, you know, because it's really just wasting money. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
And that's just like a place I like to celebrate, because I don't like clubs, busy clubs with young, crazy ass people.
You just prefer asses bouncing.
I prefer somewhere I can go sit down and know 9 times out of 10. There's not going to be any crazy shit that happens there.
And eat some good ass wings, because you know the best chicken is at strip clubs.
Thank you.
I've never had a strip club.
And a lot of people,
really,
and a lot of people are like, "You eat at strip clubs?" Like, do you know the food smack there?
Yeah.
Why would you not eat at a strip club? Like, why are people offended by eating at strip clubs?
People think just because their cheeks out that you can't get the wings out. I don't know what you're talking about.
And they act like they're not eating people's body parts on later on that night.
Lemon pepper.
Come on.
Hello.
So wait, I've never had a strip club. I didn't know they had wings there.
What?
Yeah, they do.
I've never actually been inside of a strip club other than when I delivered DoorDash to one.
Oh, how was that experience?
Strippers tip well.
Oh, but what I was saying was,
I bet they do. They're getting everybody else's money.
No, they do. Like, I literally delivered a pizza and she tipped me almost 100% on what she paid for the pizza.
Wow.
Hey, sometimes you got good days like that.
Yeah.
I just went to Burger King today. Literally, I don't like pulling up to fast food restaurants, but I went today literally because I was like, I want some French toast sticks. I know it's so random, but I wanted some.
Yeah,
for real. And with those, so you don't even need syrup with theirs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I pulled up, and it's a nice woman. Her name is Miss C. Super sweet lady off of Alexis across the street over by Myers or whatever before you're about to get in the hallway, highway. Super sweet, older black lady. You know what I'm saying? And she was just talking to me. I'm like, man, that was so sweet. And she was just natural.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I paid for my food. Then I'm like, do I got cash? Okay. She's in there. I grab my cash.
Yeah.
I give her money. And then I'm like, you know what? Pay for the person behind me too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I was like, that's the energy. That energy that she passed out to me literally just over just the, you know, the microphone was enough for me to try to, you know, pay it forward.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
Yeah. And it's nice when you run into people like that. I'm telling you, people suck, bro.
So
tell me about your strip club, because you were saying I love strip clubs.
Oh, and
what's a $2 million part? Like, you made $2 million and you wanted to celebrate a
strip
club.
No, I hit $2 million on TikTok.
Okay. I was so confused. Okay. So 2 million followers.
I hit 2 million followers.
Let's go to the strip club.
I had a party there. Right. But I had a promo. I had shot. The promo, PG-13. Okay. Not PG-13, but not rated R. Not rated.
It's right in between.
It's right in between.
Yeah.
You know, in R. Not rated. Okay.
Okay.
But it's just some cheeks on there.
Yeah.
Mm. That's it. Nothing for real. Nothing we don't see. I posted that. Oh my God. I lost 10,000 followers.
Did you really?
Really?
I got them back in 2 days.
I was gonna say, because
it literally,
you can't celebrate 2 million if you don't have 2 million.
I'm not gonna front. This is not a flex.
Yeah,
I can lose followers. I'll gain them back.
You're right.
Just because of the content that I do, you know, it's natural, it's organic content, and I prefer it that way. And the people who don't like certain sides of me, then you're free to go that way.
Absolutely.
But it sucks. And when I say I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him in a sense of, he feels like he has to stick to something. And when you don't stick to that thing, they look at it as a negative.
Right.
Yes.
So
yes.
When I post something for a party, because it was a conjoined party slash a collaboration for the strip club.
Yeah.
So it's money involved in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when people see that, I mean, it got 500,000 views in 6 hours.
Yeah. Mm. It was cool. Oh, because there is cheek slopping. Why wouldn't that
viral?
Who doesn't love a good cheek?
Everybody loves cheek slopping.
And how I edited, because I edited the promo video. Mm. I edited how I would want to see one and want to go to one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't too crazy. Mm-hmm. It honestly wasn't crazy at all, to be honest. I might sound like I'm trying to not say it, but I'm telling you, it wasn't.
We believe.
But it. I did that, and how I lost people and the messages I got and all this.
I think you lost all the all the old McDonald had a farm parent people.
That's really what it was.
She's not lying.
Yeah, that's what you lost.
My age group was like 25
yeah.
to 65, mm-hmm. and then it switched to 25 to 45.
Yeah.
And it's like I lost the
46. They were there for the hand puppets, not the yes. ass cheeks flapping. Yeah, exactly. I feel that.
So, but my thing is, who wants to just keep doing fucking hand puppets?
Nobody.
I mean, nobody's gonna want to keep watching hand puppets. If
nobody.
There's a reason why Lamb Chop is not on.
But then as soon as you
do, I look like Miss Rachel.
No, I mean, but Miss Rachel had a niche. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not Miss Rachel out here, man. He's not doing that.
Right.
Oh man,
that's hilarious.
But yeah.
Now, speaking of content, what are some of the obstacles that you've overcome when it comes to making content?
Basically trying to stay in a happy medium mm-hmm. as far as what to post and what not to post.
Okay.
Because that does matter. A lot of people think it doesn't matter, and some people it does not. Some mm-hmm. people can post whatever the hell they want. And
yeah.
They're just like that, but I don't have that luxury. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I think the hardest obstacle, honestly, was really first hardest obstacle was staying consistent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once I stayed consistent, that helped.
Yeah.
After that obstacle, it's not consistency is the word I'm looking for, because I just use that. But it goes beyond consistency. Now it goes beyond like researching. Mm-hmm. Now I got to go deeper. And when you got to go deeper in a sea of millions and millions of videos, mm-hmm. it's like damn near impossible. But the hardest thing in general of the whole thing was finding who I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the hardest part of social media, finding really who you are and where you fit in the world of everybody has a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the only person that does reactions. I'm not the first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I definitely won't be the last, and I'm not the best. I might not be the worst, mm-hmm. but you know what I'm saying? There's always somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you have to do is find what makes you special, mm-hmm. you know? And I realize, even though I can fucking dance my ass off, sorry for the F-bomb.
Well, it's 10:30 now.
I mean,
so
we've dropped at least 15 F. Yeah. I don't. So don't
and towards the end, I'm probably going to say the MF word in a minute. So.
Yeah. So
in a minute. Yeah. Like, in just 1 minute, I'm going to drop the next MF. 60
seconds.
But yeah. That's the hardest part, man. Really finding like who you want to be, and then once you're that, like, is that where you want to stay? You see mm-hmm. a lot of people switch up. I mean, look at mm-hmm. Doja Cat's not the same.
Yes.
Sam Smith's not the same.
Yeah.
People switch up yeah. and it's like, what are you going to switch up for? And I have found a place where I refuse to switch up for an agenda,
mm-hmm. right?
For anything other, because at the end of the day, if it's not talking money, it's not making sense to me.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
I have children.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
my children are my employees. Mm-hmm. So my children have IRAs.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're on my TikToks.
Yeah.
I get paid for this. Guess what? Y'all get paid for this.
That's yeah. great.
You know what I'm saying? And people are so caught up with the getting money now. That's why I respect people in the sex industries and stuff like that.
Listen, but a lot of people, but you know how I feel about that.
But mm-hmm. a lot of people, I can respect it when you have a goal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I am a person who believes nobody should have a 9-to-5. And if you do have a 9-to-5, it should be for the further investment of your future.
Yes.
That's what I believe. So I believe there are some people who are doing it for the betterment of themselves and maybe their children. There's some other people who use excuses of saying they're doing it for that, but really they're just lifers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Some people are lifers. Some people live for it. You know what I'm saying? And I am a person, I don't judge. And a lot of people say, I don't judge. And they judge. I don't judge.
Yeah.
I don't. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But be who you are. Yeah. Unapologetically.
Yeah.
Yes.
And don't put up a front.
And when you do it unapologetically, that's when people just don't fuck with you. Like, and I don't mean like don't fuck with you, like they don't talk to you, but like they legit, they don't bother you.
Yeah, exactly.
They leave you alone. Exactly. Like, oh, so you are standing on business about this.
Exactly. And I think that's what attracts people to you, when you can be who you are authentically, because that's what makes it real. I mean, I know when I'm watching things on social media, I want to see people that are real. Yes. I want to know that that's a real situation that I'm watching.
Yes. And shout out to sex workers, man. Y'all know how I feel about that. I stand on business when it comes to sex workers, because sex work is work. And I ain't just talking about the sex part, like getting done and having to edit that shit and put that shit together and market that shit and whatnot.
Are you talking about porn?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there you go. But they prefer the term sex work. But
I thought sex work was when you like are
sex work,
money for sex.
No, well, they are.
No, I mean like having sex.
Like that's a prostitute.
No, I mean that's a prostitute. That's a part of sex work.
Yeah, yeah.
They're sex not work prostitutes. Sex work is anything strippers, in general.
Porn.
Yes.
OF. Yeah, like things like that. Snapchat picture private senders. Snaps, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but not the unwanted, unconsensual ones that we were talking about.
Well, you have to pay for the private snap.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But
come on now.
Yeah, but
and people do that.
They do.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's why I say
feet
sex work.
Huh?
Feet pics.
Oh, yeah. Feetfinder.com.
I'm not gonna lie.
I have a friend that has six toes, and she make money.
On six? People love.
She got
six toes.
That's insane.
And these what that amount of money they
people
pay for feet is crazy.
The fetishes people that people have
that's
amaze
sick.
Me.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna listen.
You just said you don't
you judge. Said you weren't judging.
Listen, it's still sick.
That's judgy.
To you.
To me.
That's pretty judgy.
But just because it's sick to you doesn't mean
you're not buying
the
six toe.
There's some stuff that I probably
pictures.
Do that y'all probably like, So
what would that be?
It doesn't matter.
Let us know in the audience like wants to know
like
what that would be.
Six toes for people who like feet. Shoot.
And if you like six toes, winning. We're not judging you. Like, love your six toe fetish.
Yes, that's own up. Be unapologetically.
I thought about like selling feet pics. My only issue is that when I looked at Feet Finder, I realized very quickly it wasn't the feet that was selling. It was like the profile pic that was not feet.
Yes.
That is just not my life.
Yeah. I have mad respect for sex workers. And I'm like I said, it's not the act of having sex, it's the after. Like you have to put that shit together, you have to edit it, you have to make sure your camera angles are good.
Yeah.
Then after that, you have to market it so someone can go and buy it.
It's not like it's just like
you
know? Although
I mean, but
some people do prefer
that
raw
but if we're
camera
action. But if we're talking about someone who really wants this as a professional career and is looking to be like the next Pinky, Tiana Trump, all that other stuff, whatever. Don't ask me how I'm
and it's like,
that.
And
but
shoot, I know, listen,
but
I know what Pinky is for sure.
I don't know who Pinky is.
Shoot,
yeah.
Every hood house in America.
What can you tell me what that means?
She's just she was a P star.
Yeah,
she was one of the great ones.
She was like the one
what
that
made
really,
her great.
Her throat.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. And the cheeks.
She was a throat goat.
She found the ability to.
And a gripper.
How do you know it was grippy?
From watching.
You gotta watch the video.
Some good editing, right? Yeah. Some good editing.
Exactly.
Listen, you can't edit a grip like that.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, it was just, you know, like I just, like I say, sex work is work. I just feel like it's the after, it's market. You gotta have a business plan. You gotta be a video editor. You gotta be an audio mixer. You gotta be all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that shit takes work. So don't knock people. And if we're just talking about sex, let's just be honest. Sex is work.
It
like
is
that is work,
and you know, and it's crazy.
Like you want a good 20-minute session, 30-minute session. That is work,
30. Right? Yeah.
Hey, an hour for some people, I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Listen, that's work. Can we talk about that?
You want the time of a session?
Yes.
Sure.
Because
what do you want to talk about?
I just feel like that's a good time.
20 to 30 minutes is the golden time.
Yes.
That's a good, like,
is
that's
that
a good cardio
from the start
session.
Of foreplay all the way through the completion.
Yes.
Really,
I think that's fantastic.
I think that's probably a pretty solid average time.
I think that's pretty fair. Listen, that's
like nobody's going 1 hour every time.
No. Here's the thing.
Not every time.
No. Nobody's going 1 hour every time.
You might as well go to the gym.
Period.
And doing that shit.
Period. I mean, first of all, and I'm not gonna lie. Let's 9 times out of 10 in an hour time, the dude's doing like 85% of the work, unless you just have a chump. And if you have a chump, he's not going an hour. So what that's telling me is the dude's really putting in the work. And I feel like 20, 30 minutes, when I hear women say it's an average of 5 and 10, I think you're doing above average for sure.
Oh.
I'm not saying me. I'm just saying people. I'm giving props.
Maybe
I would give anybody
maybe
props
your,
as much as I hear.
Maybe the women that you're experiencing are, I mean, I don't think that's always the truth that the guy's always doing all
oh,
the work.
Don't. No, I didn't say all the work. I said majority.
Okay, the majority of the work. After
I think
after
that is true.
Minutes,
I think that is true. I think let's go on position perspective here.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on, let's go on position perspective.
Tell me,
here we
you tell
go.
Me
let's
why.
Go. Let's go.
Okay, you tell me why you think that they are doing the majority of the work after. So up until 20, 30 minutes, it's like equal. Is that what you're telling me?
No. See,
you just think guys are doing all the work all the time.
No, I think it depends on what each person likes and what they're into. So I can't really say what's going on. Maybe for me. We're not going to talk about me, but some people.
I mean, you already started it. Go right ahead.
Some people. Okay.
Okay.
Love foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
Love to go down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Love it all. Right. Some people don't.
Yes.
I love that shit. 9 times out of 10,
you love when to go down, or you love when they go down, or
I love both.
There should be mouth action happening.
If I get some mouth. The pole ain't going down south. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's up. Like, it's up and it's stuck. Like Cardi.
Right.
Like, I'm
so
serious.
That mouth action has to be there.
It don't have to be.
But it's what makes it.
But it's a plus.
Okay.
It's a plus.
But that entails somebody to do work, like the females.
Yes,
work.
And okay. That's what I said. Y'all don't do the majority. You do some, for sure. I'm not saying that. You get on top, you ride.
Okay.
That's work.
It is work.
I done seen chicks sweat over top of me. I know it's
work.
It
is a lot of work.
Okay. Reverse cowgirl, work. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's work.
That's cool.
Okay.
We have to assist, but you know, assisting counts too as work. If I'm playing in a basketball game and I pass the ball off, even if you shoot it, I had to pass.
What are you assisting with in reverse cow? I'm very confused.
How do you?
What did you just break the mic?
No, I didn't. I just don't. Didn't come out.
No, should we turn it down?
I don't know.
All right. So, anyways, you think that. So, anyways, males are doing the majority of the work, and females
don't
do shit.
I didn't say that. See,
they
that's what women do. Why do women do that? The women literally say what you didn't say, but what they assume
so what
that you said.
Is that
they said
guys
what you
don't
said.
Want to go over 20 to 30 minutes.
No, I didn't say that. I'm sex. I don't want to have sex if it's just quick, bro. So quick sex is just
that's
not.
That's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
It is.
It's a waste of time.
It's a lot of involvement.
It just is. Quick. It's just like, hey, do you want to have a quickie? Kind of no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe, but no, not really, because it's just like, that means you want a quickie. That means you want me to put in more work. I just want to feel it. I want
to
be.
I mean,
in,
to be a quickie is just like a way to nut.
I just want to be in the moment.
But that's what I'm saying. But you're not in the moment. You're just like
exactly. And if I want to just do that, I can go rub one out faster in the bathroom than have the task of sex. But overall, you know, I'm just saying in general. At least me, bro. I'm just going to speak for myself then, and I'm just going to say, these women, a lot of them don't. They think they could put it in the work. They'd be like, you can't handle me. But really, they just can't handle it. They'd be running.
I mean, in fairness, there's a lot of guys that say you can't handle this.
I just feel like, what's the point of saying that? There's no point of saying it.
I feel like once you say that, then that means that like it's going
to
be whack.
It has to be.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell people, I don't like to even talk about it. I said,
absolutely
I don't even
not.
Talk about it. Uh-oh. Hey, I'll be right back.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and, you know, just.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, I guess it's true. You know, everybody's different, but. Shout out to all the sex workers, man. It's work. That's all I got to say.
I don't even know how we got on the topic of sex.
I was just specifically saying to shout out to the sex worker. That's all I was saying, y'all. But you know, it is what it is, and we're gonna be giving out some shout outs a little bit in the show later on or whatnot. But before
that's your early shout out.
That's my early shout out. Sex workers. But and then also I want to shout out Vion, Devin, my nephew. Yeah, I wore his beanie today. He just dropped a dope ass jacket.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Does it have a symbol on it?
It does. And on the back, so it's like a zip up thing. And on the back, it has like a dope graphic on it and it has like writing and stuff on it. So he'll have to send me a picture of it so I can show it to you one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Devin Sample. That's my nephew. He has a clothing line that's called Vion. There's the hat. Ooh, that looks good on camera.
We all have one. I still have one.
Yeah. We all have one. So check him out on Instagram. It's Sample of Vion on Instagram. And hey, how you doing? yeah, check him out. He has beanies, he has jackets, he has shirts, he has all kind of stuff. So make sure y'all go and tap into that. But yeah, shout out to Vion, man. And he recently just had his surprise birthday party. He just turned 25.
Come on, entrepreneurs,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he's out here, and he's also an educator as well, too. So yeah. shout out to my nephew, man. So get into it. But yeah, so all that sex work talk aside, you know,
I don't even know how we got on that topic. I said
that is well left, but so,
we don't know.
So, well, before we get into anything else, are we going to play our game?
Yeah. Right. I don't have a ton of them. It's not that exciting.
Come on. Okay.
All right. So, this game that we play is called This or That. And Amy is going to give you two options. And you got to decide, are you going to get with this or are you going to get with that?
All right.
Okay. Ready? This sounds fun. Let's go.
Hopefully, you can still hear me. My sound's all weird now.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Slow jams or upbeat?
Slow jams.
What about you, BT?
It's
just a vibe.
One.
Yeah,
it depends on the day. So I have this playlist on my phone called Vibes Only, and it can literally go from Janae Aiko to Back That Ass Up real quick.
Yeah.
Look, now you're breaking. We not on a BET budget around here, but don't fuck up our
shit.
And
you guys
now.
Got me on camera twice. I can't even say I didn't do it.
You did it. We'll just add it to the blooper reel.
You know, it's fine.
I broke a whole stool and knocked the table over in the middle of the show. So it's
right. Yeah. For and we had, well, don't feel bad. We had the Harlem Globetrotters on here not asking the same question twice.
So we have so lots of
that. Yeah. But if I had to pick, it would be slow jams for sure. I'm definitely an R&B type of guy.
I am very much a slow jams kind of person.
Yes.
Morning person or night owl?
Morning person.
So what's your get up time?
Six.
Like just that's.
Yeah. Okay. Usually middle of the night for real is. It's me, like 4 a.m. Like I'll get up, and I don't know why, but I'm bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Yeah,
for real. And I've been trying to work on not smoking blunts to go back to sleep, but then it always ends up like I do end up having to, or I just have to, or the sun comes up, like seriously, and then I get tired, and I hate that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I would. I'm more of a morning person.
So you go to bed early if you're more of a morning, like, are you?
No, I could go to bed literally at 4 and get up at 6 and function through the day.
You're just like a no sleep person.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm more of a morning person. If anybody asks, I'm a morning person over a night person. Cause at night I can go to bed at 9 o'clock for real. If I'm chilling and go to sleep. So, you know, night owls more like they stay up, you know? So I could go to sleep. Yeah. I could also stay up, but if I have to choose one, I'm definitely getting up. Early more than going to bed later, if that makes sense.
I'm an afternoon person. Fuck a morning and night person. Like, noon is on and popping. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm one of those people, like, I'll get up at noon. I'm not one of those people that, like, oh, let's go to brunch. What time is brunch? 2? Because we can do that. But if you
all
tell me
brunches end before 2.
Well, I guess we're having what's lunch and dinner. Brenner.
Linner.
Like, I cannot, like, me personally, I cannot do brunch before, like, 2. Like, that's just too early. Okay. That's too early. So at this point, we just go to lunch, I guess.
So you go to bed early, get up early, and you just, you thrive at noon.
I definitely thrive at noon. At my job, people don't talk to me until 10:30.
Yes, I do know that.
Yep. So yeah, okay. I can't get with that shit. Why are we getting up so fucking early? The moon, the moon is out.
Right.
The moon is out. That means we're supposed to be asleep.
Not no more.
Well,
boy coming up early now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on now. I hate that shit. But like before the time like went back and that shit won't come up to like 8, 9 o'clock.
You're right. Oh, you're right. Because I take my daughter to school and we're up. And I'm telling you, when we were in the car at about 6:50, 7 o'clock, it's dark. I'm talking about dark, dark. Now, nope.
And that
it's light.
Well, I remember I was driving to work and I was like, the moon is up and I'm driving to work and it's fucking 6:30 in the morning. Like, why am I even driving?
I
should be in my bed.
No, I need that. I don't like it when it's light because I have to be at work at 7 by 7:15. So I like to be driving in the dark and I like it to be dark when I go in.
Because I like that too.
Sun in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I like that too, but I don't understand why jobs are making us come to work if the moon, the sun ain't up, I ain't up.
Right.
That's how I feel.
I am a night person.
Yeah,
I will be up until 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6, and then I will go to bed and sleep until 4.
Maybe. See, that's and that's why I can't do that because I will stay up. I used to stay up really late, and I would sleep until 3 in my whole day.
Those are dangerous people. Those demon time hours.
Hey,
those are dangerous people.
But I can't with my job because I have to be at there at 17. Yeah. So like when I'm, you know, when I'm at work,
demon hours, crazy.
But I mean, I'll go to bed at, I don't know, midnight or 1 and wake up at.
Yeah, I feel like if I stay up late to like 4 and then I sleep until like 3, that really fucks like my equilibrium is just off.
No, it that is during the COVID time when nobody had to do anything. Oh shit, I was up all. I mean,
yeah, because we couldn't do nothing but go to sleep.
No,
sleep
I was
and
up.
Drink. And
no,
be on
no, I'm not gonna lie. I was up during COVID. Mm-hmm. I was probably up in the middle of the night. We had those Zoom calls with people.
Yeah.
Boy,
oh my God. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
About how I literally was like, "Let's Zoom."
And yeah, Zoom. We used to have Zoom calls with a whole bunch of
people. My phone and FaceTime. I just had to Zoom on the computer.
Mm-hmm. I would legit wake up like in the middle of the night from a nap, or just wake up in the night. I'm like, I want to binge watch a show. It's 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. I ain't got shit to do.
Yep.
Let me go watch every season of Law and Order and Grey's Anatomy. Like,
oh
you know,
my God.
Yeah.
I know, I did.
Yeah. So okay.
All right, road trip or fly out?
Man, I'm gonna say fly.
Okay.
Listen, I'm torn. I love a good road trip. I can't lie, man. Just music, like the scenery, like then I can't say both, huh? It's this or that.
This or that.
Is this or that?
This, that, or both.
Man, I'm just gonna say fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can just get there quicker. Yeah. Like, I'm just gonna be honest. Like, I love a road trip, but like, I love a road trip to Chicago. Now, would I love a road trip all the way across the country? It, depending on what I'm driving through, I guess. But So I'm just gonna go fly.
I hate road trips.
I mean, you did think a road trip was 20 minutes away from here.
No, I didn't say the road trip. I said we took a trip. But if it was up to me, hell, if I could fly to Cleveland, I would. Like, I'm not getting in the car. Like, I mean, I will if I have to go to Cleveland, but if it's not my preference, I'm not going to do it. Get me on a flight.
Yeah, you hate driving.
I hate driving. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if it's 30 minutes away. Like, you live where? Not coming. You have to meet me halfway.
Oh, man.
Like, oh, you live on the east side? Not coming.
Dude, that you remind me of everybody in Detroit, man, that I dance with. They're like, you drive from Toledo? I'm not even trying to drive the 20 minutes I'll be driving.
Really? Like, I'm not doing it. Like, it's just, it's a dub. Like, it's not happening. It's not.
That's funny.
I'm a road trip. I love road trips.
Do you?
I will go anywhere. I will drive across the country. Give me snacks, and it's got to be the gas station snacks. Like, I have to have some Slim.
Yeah,
beans.
You're right.
I got to have the sour candy.
See,
I mean, my whole.
See, you get snacks like a stoner, which is crazy because I have to get all of them on the road trip. I'm talking about. You're right. Yes. The Slim Jims,
everything.
The chips,
the fat Slim Jims too. Not the little ones, the fat ones.
Yes, and
like
the
fat Slim Jim.
Like, it's like a whole meal, like,
and the,
I can eat that.
And the gummies, and the chocolate,
everything.
and the soda. You know what I'm saying? Or juice or whatever. And water. Like,
yes. And then I have my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have all my music.
Yeah.
And I just listen to it. I sing.
Oh,
I'm
you
driving.
Know how to road trip. You know how to
I
road
love
trip.
Now, when I do a road trip, I got to have an upbeat playlist.
Yeah.
I can't be listening to no Anita Baker and shit.
Or in
a
rise up.
Yeah,
I'm about to go to sleep.
Like, no.
I mean, here's the thing.
But I will.
I'm going
to
rise up as loud as I can out the window of my car. I'm gonna scream it out.
It depends on how early we're leaving. Then I might listen to that kind of shit. Like, if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I don't want to hear no turn up with my bitches. Like,
no, I will.
It's 6 in the morning.
You're right. You're right.
I don't want to hear that.
I need some, like, Masego or something. Some smooth jazz type.
And then when it gets about, you know, 10 o'clock, 11, you know, Peaches and Eggman is on. No.
Over and over.
Over and over again. You know, that's my shit right there. Shout out to Young Nudie and 21 Savage, man. That's my shit.
So I definitely will be. I'll be singing it all.
Oh, all right.
Loudly. flats or drones?
Flats.
Fuck.
Are you like one of those like flat divas where you're like, only flats. I'm only ordering the flats. Did you ever do the umbrella? Did you ever see that? You're a social media guy.
Yeah.
The whole video where you pull it down like an umbrella and you dip it in the ranch and then.
Yeah, just don't need to do that. Just,
I do. I love it.
Drums gone. For me. I'm
biting. That was a great sound effect.
I'm telling you.
No, I'm gonna give me a drum. I ain't got time for all that flat shit. We breaking wings and
man, it's still juicy in there.
I'm biting right into that shit. Like,
man, sometimes it just
maybe if you umbrellaed your flat.
I don't want to. No, only umbrella I want to when it's outside.
I'm gonna teach you. Do
I look like Rihanna? Don't be under my umbrella. I just
want to bite into
that shit. No. Give me that fucking wing or drum and let's go.
I don't care. I'm an either. It doesn't matter. But if I have to pick one, I'll be.
Because then with the drum, you got to break in and get. Just dip that bitch in some ranch and let's go.
I would pick drums
I don't have to break it at all. I'm telling you, I'll be clearing.
That's insane. Now, that's a real demon.
Right. You got to watch
that's
out.
That's demon time.
You got to watch out for those people that can clear those flats with
clear
their
those
tongue.
Flats.
Come on now.
All right.
Jesus. Spread my wings. Oh, if I just spread my wings, I can fly.
Oh my goodness.
We can't sing our
kids. Oh, you're right. You're right. Hey, scratch that.
We had a man
huh?
Woo!
Yeah, but we can't sing his music. We can have his people. We just can't sing his music.
I'm weak as hell.
We can't even, no Diddy.
I'm just going to unpopular opinion all of this. I don't give a fuck. I like Diddy's music and I like.
I mean, nobody really liked Diddy's music.
Well, okay. There's like one song maybe.
No one was ever like, play that Diddy album.
I take that back.
No, you know why I take that back? Because you know what was a fucking good-ass Diddy album?
What?
Fucking Diddy Dirty Money. That shit, Last Train to Paris album.
No, you're right.
That shit right there.
Yes, it was.
I can support that.
It was pretty good, man. I'm not going to lie. That
so I'm separating
because that's not Diddy. That's Dirty Money.
From the human.
Separating the baby boy
the acts from the talent.
I can look at R. Kelly. There's R. Kelly songs that I like.
I can't.
That man can sing.
He can sing. I can't listen to it.
He can also pee.
He can bump and grind and he can pee.
Because who was he bumping and grinding on is the question.
That was not my concern when I listened to that song.
With Aaliyah.
But now.
He wasn't supposed to.
And you know what? Back when that was happening, I mean, we were all young. It just, nobody knew.
Yeah, but now we're older and it's just like, this doesn't hit the same.
And I still like bump and grind. Unk's and I'll still fly and I don't care.
It's a little nasty.
All right.
Feeling on your booty? Like, is she over 21?
Yeah. Was there a booty there?
I don't know.
Was it a back, really?
We weren't there. We don't know.
Like, what's wrong with this man?
Hey. But you know what? I still enjoy the music.
Yeah.
I can separate it.
I mean, I feel the same way with Diddy. I mean, like I said, Dirty Money, I just got to remember, like, did they have baby oil in the studio when he was making this?
No.
You know?
I mean, maybe they did.
Now I want to go back to making the band and see if there's.
Oh, my God. That making the band. That's not the only thing with the Diddy for me that I like when you watch the making the band and then you know what Diddy was doing now, like all this is allegedly is coming out. You can see a lot. And if you go back and watch those.
Oh, a lot of people look mad uncomfortable in those videos.
Very much so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's the next question?
Taco and Margs or Italian dinner and fine wine?
Can I just have it?
These are actually, right. Can we
mix it?
Mix and match?
What? No, this is a this or that. Not this, that, or mix
well,
and
I
match.
Want this, and I also want that.
I want Italian.
Okay, well, then you got to have
but
the
I
fine
want tequila.
Wine. Well, you got to have the fine wine. You can have the tequila later.
Okay.
Can we put the tequila in the fine
wine? I'm going to have to go Mexican and Margs.
Taco and Margs.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take those. Those do the job.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, yeah, definitely Mexican and Margs.
Yeah.
Because I feel like. Anytime you go to Mexican food or go get Mexican food, I always feel like I have more fun when I go to like get pasta, like at Olive Garden or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Olive Garden's like, let's just go to Olive Garden.
Yeah,
you're not going to have an amazing
time. I feel like I was referring to Olive Garden.
You're going to be a good fool.
Yeah, it's not like, but when you go to get Mexican food, you like can be like,
exactly.
It's a great time. They're coming out with the mariachi band, maracas and shit.
Yeah,
we're doing tequila shots.
Remember the guy was playing the violin?
He's playing the violin.
He was playing like, modern songs.
He was playing Eye of the Tiger on the violin.
Eye of the Tiger on the violin. That was amazing.
I'd be calling the dudes amigos everywhere I go. I'd be like, hey amigo.
How do they
respect it?
They do.
Yeah, they don't get mad. Not like I'm like essay or something. Like that's different.
Is that a no? Like
no.
That is
I'm pretty sure that's a no.
I don't know the answer to that. even though people actually always ask me if I'm Mexican, I'm not.
They always do. They always ask you if you're Mexican, or they say, is she a real white girl? That's what they ask me.
I am a real white girl.
She is 100% Caucasian.
Authentically.
She's been on this show for 4 years, and I need to stop asking. Maybe she's a white girl.
I am white.
Like a real one.
Like a real white girl.
Like full Caucasian.
Yeah, not Mexican.
Or mixed.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. She likes seasoning, though.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She cooks really good, too.
I can cook really good.
She can cook some mean-ass macaroni. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I will go with Italian dinner and fine wine. I mean, I do love tacos, but I, you know, me and tequila. So Italian dinner and fine wine. Yeah, but if I could mix and match it with them.
Okay.
Would you prefer to take shots or order mixed drinks?
Mixed drinks.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hands down. Yeah. Just mix me up.
Shots get me there too quick. And then it's time to go home.
Well, you know shots for me.
Girl, you end up sitting in the Taco Bell parking lot.
Man.
On the concrete.
I'm telling you, and that's what when people are like, man, they were fucked. They were messed up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's because they were taking shots.
Yeah.
You mix those drinks, you can still get messed up, but not like how y'all are taking shots and then trying to chase them.
Or throwing up in my water bottle in the car on the way home.
Ugh. Yeah,
no. That's what happened last time I took shots.
But see, and I also feel like when you do shots, like you don't remember shit. You'd be like, what happened? I did that.
It hits you like.
Yeah. It's like that Men in Black pan. You don't remember shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if I do a drink, I might be, but I can get it. But then most of the time, I'll be like, let me just go on Snapchat. That's usually how I piece shit together. I just get on Snapchat like, okay, so I did do that. Okay, so it wasn't that bad.
How many times have we, though, honestly, recorded videos the next day and we're like, delete, delete, delete?
I definitely, I'd be like, take this down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does love to go live.
Yes. I do love to go live.
And then the next day, I'm like, whatever happened to that live? He's like, I took that down.
Yeah, I took
that down. All right. Watch the movie or read the book?
Watch the movie.
Not a big reader.
Watch the movie.
Yeah.
I like a book. Don't get it twisted. I read books, and I've read some of my favorite movies. Like, I prefer the Harry Potter books than the movie.
Over the movie.
Yeah,
but it was a good ass movie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I'm just more of I've always been a visual person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying. It's not like I need coloring. You know, I need pictures in the coloring book or not in the coloring book, pictures in the book or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just prefer, just seeing it.
Just see it.
You know what I'm saying. But some stuff you realize in books actually get more meaty than actually movies do, and I think that's why I like books. Mm-hmm. But just the act of reading them is just too much for me. I'd rather just give me the movie, even if it's watered down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that kind of hurt my heart coming from. So I'm an English teacher, so I was like, oh. But guess what? I prefer the movie. I will watch the movie, but it pisses me off when the book and movie like don't match.
Yeah.
That shit. I'm just like, when did that happen? Or they take out some shit that was in the book and they don't do it. It's just like, okay. Sometimes the book is better, sometimes the movie. But if I had to pick, I would definitely do the movie.
Yes.
Out of the movie.
I was trying to think. The last movie I saw, It Ends With Us.
Okay.
That was just almost identical to the book. Mm-hmm. Almost identical. That was like one of the only ones that I was like, okay, I like the book. I prefer.
Speaking to the mic.
I prefer the book. Sorry.
Couldn't hear you.
Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Oh, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I love. There's so many reasons, family wise. I like each one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Thanksgiving because all the different food. You already know it's smoke session with the cousins. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. Where Christmas is like more intimate for me, where it's like I love my family, but it's the real people I love in my family. Like my mom and her sister and my uncle and my stepdad and my siblings and my kids. So if I have to pick one, I'm going to pick the last one. I think I'll pick Christmas. Mm-hmm. Just because of what it represents in my family. It's not even the gift giving. It's everything else. It's the spending the night. It's the matching jammies. I said jammies. Look, I was about to say jammies. Pajamas. You can tell I got kids.
You can say jammies. Okay.
Matching PJs and the hot chocolate and the games that we play and everything like that.
It's
the Christmas story on TV. You know what I'm saying? It's all those things that is why I probably pick that over. Like if I had to choose, I'll pick that day over Thanksgiving, even though I love to eat.
Yeah. I will go with Thanksgiving. Well, because one, this year, my birthday's on Thanksgiving.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Thanksgiving baby every 4 years, every election year. And this was the worst time to have an election year. But no, for me, I would pick Thanksgiving just because it's the time to be with family. And we're not worried about the hustle and bustle buying gifts. Mm-hmm. And we got to go to the store. And it's not the expectation, the pressure of gift giving. Like, really, like, just come over, eat food, let's drink, let's play cards, play some domino, listen to music, whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like with Christmas, like, that shit starts December 1st, and everybody is so concerned about, well, I got to get this person. Like, it's stressful.
Yeah.
It's stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, Thanksgiving is not stressful. Just bring some cornbread over. All right, we got everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just don't like the...
Well, it's not stressful if you're not the one cooking the whole thing. Then it can be a little...
Well, no, I mean, yeah, too. But I mean, it also depends. Some people love to cook. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I think that Christmas... is everyone is focused on the gift giving part, and it has become, it's gone away from what it's supposed to be. It's all about the commercial and
thank
the buying.
You. I was about to say, you know the commercial,
like the commercial aspect. You know what I'm saying? And I got to get you this gift. Oh, I got you an 80-inch flat screen this time. Let me get you a 100-inch flat screen. Because if I don't get a 100-inch flat screen, you're not going to talk to me this time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like people really fall out.
Yeah.
People really fall out over gifts. And it's just like, damn, like I can't just give you a gift card to like Target.
I'm not going to lie. I don't fall over gifts because I can get gifts myself.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's where I'm at in my life.
Anything that you want to get me, I can get myself.
Yeah.
And I'm that blessed in life. You know what I'm saying? So I just never look at it that way. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But I don't, like mentally stressed out because I'm sitting racking my brain like, damn, like I got Amy a car last year. What am I going to get her this time? Well, now I got a flyer to Dubai. You know what I'm saying?
Are you really going to fly me to Dubai? Because I would love that.
Well, we're probably going to fall out because I'm not doing it. So there we go. Well, the pressure.
But you would not fall out because I actually personally, I'm a thought that counts kind of person. Like you could literally, if you gave me a handwritten note, that would make me happy.
But
like,
that's cool. But there are some people in your family who are just super materialistic. And it's just like, damn, like I can't just make you like a little macaroni car. You know what I'm saying? And just be happy with it. So yeah, Thanksgiving all day.
I am Thanksgiving because that's my holiday. I love to cook. I host. Yeah. I grew up standing next to my grandmother who taught me how to cook everything that I know how to cook. And then when she passed, the family kind of like didn't really do much anymore. So for me, I was like, I'm going to take over this and I'm going to be the one that's going to do the Thanksgiving. And I've been doing it ever since. And what I really enjoy is that since I've kind of been more blessed, I try to cook for more people and I'll put on Facebook, like if anybody needs food, if you're working, if you are a first responder, like one day I think you're working and I brought him food one Thanksgiving and I pack up as much as I can. And I enjoy blessing other people because I like to cook and I like to bless people with that. And for me, it's more for my family. That's a more smaller, intimate situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like my kids and you know, my immediate family, my parents and a couple of relatives and that's about it. So
yeah,
I enjoy it. I like Thanksgiving better. Yeah. All right. Well, since this is the last one, but since you said you are the brand ambassador for King of Buds, are you an edible or a flower kind of guy?
Flower.
Are you a blunt or a like pre-roll kind of guy?
Blunt.
Okay.
But I'm
backwoods or swishers?
Swishers. Swishers.
All right.
Listen, I'm old school. Okay. I know old school is really like joints, but I'm converting to that now. I'm going like cones because I'm trying to take tobacco out of it. Yeah. I stopped vaping. I didn't know it would be that hard.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is hard. Yeah, but I think
vaping weed?
No,
just vaping in general,
like
nicotine.
Yeah, like you know those vapes. Like everybody's vaping. I gotta stop. I could tell, just like in my lungs and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, with being like a former athlete, like I can literally tell, like. It's having an effect on me.
Yeah.
And it has an effect on you, like depression wise, too. Yeah. Like, man, I think that's what happened. I used to get depressed and, like, just suck on that. No
vape.
Ditty.
No.
It's like a bottle, you know, like a bottle, not a bottle of baby oil.
No.
No
ditty, no baby oil.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, then you get dependent on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so now, like, I'm even still kind of doing it. Like, I'm playing the game or, like, mm-hmm. I'm watching something and it's intense. And I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore, you know? So that's tough.
And people's whole ass attitude change when they don't have their vape. Uh-huh. They be like, give me my vape.
Well,
just like, calm the fuck down.
Even how I would flip my house over for my vape. It's just, it's very fiend mentality. Like,
would you do the same for your blunt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, girl? Man, I was literally just lit my blunt on Anthony Wayne Trail one time.
Mm-hmm.
Went to ash it out the window. It fell out my hand. I hit the brakes so damn quick.
Please tell me.
You wouldn't have thought I was on Anthony Wayne. And got out the car. People looked at me like I was crazy. I said, but there it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got it. Like, yeah. It was crazy. Okay. But that, I only did like that.
You're crazy
I only did that one time. I would never do that again. That was so dangerous and just like high.
Okay? Yeah.
But like
the high, you said I need that blunt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I saw this.
Hey, no. The broke me.
The broke you the said broke I'm you. Not. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
Well, he's an ambassador now, so I ain't gotta worry.
Now
about
I would have been like, yeah. Boom. Like, forget that blunt. I got another one. Like, you know what yes. I'm saying? Like.
And then somebody that was walking down the trail would have got real happy because they found a whole blunt.
Yeah. Come on
now. Yeah.
I followed this dude on TikTok. His name is Jay Nadal. But he did this TikTok where – so he dresses up as, like, different characters and stuff, whatnot. So he did this TikTok where he played the mom and it was a daughter. And they did, like, an intervention. And, and it was like, we're here today because we're going to do an intervention for my daughter. She's addicted to vaping. And so they like, took her vape and he played the daughter. And it was like – bitch, you even get back my babe, I'm gonna fuck you up. And like, so it was like all these different scenarios of like the whole intervention or whatever. And then eventually in the end of the video, the mom ended up getting addicted to vaping. It was like, girl, this is that butterscotch drink. Like, this is good.
Yeah, see? And it's like that too, man. You should see, man. When I used to go to strip clubs all the time, these girls would fight over a vape.
Yeah, the strippers? Yes. I've never seen a stripper fight over a vape.
She's like, hell yeah, they would.
They fight over vapes, bro. I'm telling you.
Fight
like,
over? That's crazy.
That shit, like,
can
like,
we just get vapes for everyone?
Like WrestleMania and that motherfucker.
Should I just, if I go to a strip club, should I just, should I take some, should I take some vapes with me?
Go get some gum, ho.
Should I take vapes with me?
No, don't fucking vape. Fuck, no,
I said to the strippers, oh, if I go to the strip club, if I just give them all vapes.
Dude, if you just gave
I'll stick a vape in their shirt.
And they G-string.
Oh, man, they might throw it back for a vape.
I mean, I don't think I could pass come that up. I'll be like all flavors. Do you want berry, banana, like mint?
We got the vape man in the building. Vape man. Yeah, that's you.
Maybe we need to start selling Mud Talk vapes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I feel like I couldn't do that to people.
It's not you. Well, at the strip club.
We don't have the strip club. Did you just say you want me to start selling Mud Talk vapes at a strip club?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, now I have a new business plan.
Yes. We all can do it.
Okay. I was just going to give it to like, man. I mean, I'm still
get
bring
the
dollars.
Vapes and put Mud Talk sticker on the side.
Okay. Well, I'll vapes and dollars and their
vapes and dollars.
That all right. Is so funny.
So now I didn't know this because I've never been inside of the strip club to watch strippers.
Oh man, maybe we should.
Listen, they got their buckets.
We should do a Mud Talk trip to the strip club.
Yeah, you want me to take a Mud Talk?
We're not gonna record it.
Oh, is that we'll get fired?
No, we're not gonna record it. We can just go.
Okay,
and we can work talk out. About I'm the sure experience. We can work that out.
Yeah. I'm sure we could. All right. Well, I'll just get my vapes and my dollars ready.
And you can get you some wings.
stripper wings. I cannot wait.
Yes.
I believe that they're probably some really good.
You don't want no stripper wings. You want strip club wings. I don't know if you want some of these wings with these strippers.
I want strip club wings.
Strip club
I want the one from the strip club. From the chef. Chef in the back.
Hey, he better be a good chef.
I guess.
Yeah, you got
no, I'm not going to lie. I do not like Bucks Platinum. I said it. Go on record, but their food, yes.
So if I just want to eat, I go there.
You go there.
Yeah. And some strip clubs have good lamb chops.
What makes it you don't like it?
No, it's just good food.
So it's
oh
not...
no, I don't like the people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like
so,
you know,
just I don't have to watch the show. Yeah. I can just eat the food.
I'm when it comes down to females, like I'm not impressed by much.
Oh, okay.
So like all the stuff that you know. Nowadays, how it is like, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm so fine. Oh, you got to talk to me. Oh, you got to pay. Da, 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 da. Not even just pay, but you know how people think, like, even just saying hello,
they feel entitled.
They oh, so if you like say hello, then dollar. You better put a dollar in there.
Oh, if I say hello, you better feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think you're that chick,
you're
like,
there for the wings.
I'm the one tell you, like, you're not that.
Do they choreograph stripper shows?
No,
I don't know.
No,
they probably just practice at home.
They just practice. Shit, yeah. They have their song.
They go on TikTok and learn all the dances. Right? Do you see that at the strip club? Like, does it happen?
So they're in there doing the $1 million baby
hell
TikTok
no.
on the phone.
Can you imagine?
I could imagine. I nothing.
$1 million
the next generation coming through. It does not. I would not put it past the next generation.
No, this next generation, like
of TikTok strippers.
TikTok strip. That is insane.
TikTok strippers are stripping. they might do more than just your average stripper. Like these TikTok strippers, they different.
But are they on stage doing TikTok?
That's what I'm saying. Like the dances, no. Like
you know how Simone Biles, like she, you know, she's about to do the flip. Whoa. No,
okay.
Listen.
Okay. Where are you going with this?
So you know how like the gymnasts, like they do like their little dance before they about to do the flip? Yeah. Is that like the stripper? Like do they do like a little TikTok before they get on the ball?
I think they might.
Okay.
Like so, the next generation. So,
like
will.
Can I
say this?
Yes.
So no. Okay. This is what they do. They come up. You got me weak as hell. Because all I just imagine is
this is a little yes.
Before you get on that ball.
So, no. They'll go in there. Some girls will go. There's something called pole grip, okay? They got to get the pole. They got to clean the pole because, you know, another somebody was just on there. You are, yeah. Never know.
They don't want no coochie juice.
And sometimes I done went. It's not been a lot of times. It's been less than a handful. But somebody I didn't smell, and I'm like, hey, you got to.
On the pole?
In the club. Oh. Like, in general.
Like the stripper?
Yes. Mm. But they usually get pole grip or get their thing, clean it, da-da-da, put the pole grip, da-da-da. Go up there. Some people go right in attack. Wow. Some people do their little, you know, little central thing.
And then,
and some people can't do a damn thing.
Oh, what do they do? Just stand there and look cute?
They think they are.
Or they might just shake a little ass.
It'd be a mess. Could you imagine just doing the bare minimum for like,
yes,
two songs? I'm asking the wrong person.
At this point, just TikTok.
Yes,
right? We just do TikTok.
No,
dance.
They try to do it. Some people go up there. Some people can't twerk.
Yeah.
No,
there are some girls who just do lap dances only.
I would probably do that if I was going to be
just
a stripper.
Do lap dances because they can't do the pose.
Right,
they
I don't want to do a pole. Yeah. Nobody wants. I don't want to do the pole.
Yeah, so you just be a lap dancer.
You basically doing the pole if you doing lap dances anyway.
Well, there's just no pole there.
Yeah,
and they're not in the center.
I mean, there's a pole, one. But it's just.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, that pole.
I feel like
I could manage that pole. No, the stripper pole. I don't think I could manage.
It depends on what they're wearing. Let's see how much you can manage it. And
you never know.
Can you imagine that though? That's the one thing I do think about, like
lap dances and boners.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And y'all just gotta. It's in between cheeks and lips and everything. Don't that get?
I mean, I feel like at some point in time. I mean, I'm not a stripper, but I feel like at some point in time, you like they probably have ways to, like push off and like do other things that aren't like riding on the.
Yeah, but others don't. Some are just riding bandits.
Yeah, you know.
You keep putting 20s in.
You know, a few years ago, probably it was more than a few. What is this, 2024? So like 2016, which was a great summer. But 2016, there was this strip club called Lacey's that was used to be here. And it was this popular stripper from Detroit that was there. And this is the craziest shit I have ever seen. And I can vouch for this. Akira and my cousin Keisha can vouch for this. This guy, this dude, went on stage and spread this stripper's booty cheeks and proceeded to eat her groceries in front of everybody.
Wait. How did he make it up there and not get kicked out?
That's the question that we had.
You said, let me eat a life-saving.
The problem with this was, now mind you, even though back then, 2016, we still had some decent phones back then, this shit went viral.
Well, of course it went viral.
You're eating booty in a strip club.
All of us, like, what was so crazy? Like, yes, this is the wildest shit we've seen, but we were all looking like, this is insane.
I feel like I would have needed to leave. I would have been.
They ain't gonna let you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you get it up there. Like that.
It was just so wild that we just couldn't.
Everybody
stop.
Was. Literally everybody was like shocked.
Some people's audacity.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
So we just got the fuck up out of there, and I was just like,
I don't know. I don't. I would.
That was the wildest thing I had ever seen in a strip club. And then like she didn't stop him. Like she wasn't like stop. Like because he was giving cash money. Like he was.
Yeah.
He was a big spender. So yeah.
Some people's morals only align with money.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it is what it is.
Or ass cheeks, clearly. So
that's all. I feel enlightened.
So there you go. So hopefully that never happens when we take you to your first.
I hope so.
You hope so.
No, I hope it's so it doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, dang.
I'm like, you want that?
No.
Okay.
She said, please no.
No. No.
You know, I was thinking like
that is not the X video that I
wanted. Not at all.
If I wanted to be a millionaire, the smartest thing would do to be open a male strip club here.
Yes, I've thought about that. I actually have thoughts about that in my head.
It'd be huge. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Women spend money. You think, thirsty dudes spend money online. Yeah. Women, thirsty women spend money
because
it's in person,
you have that connection.
But I've heard
women
some
like experiences.
But I also heard some women don't like male strippers because it's like you just got dick all up in their face. Yeah.
If you're not well groomed and stuff, but I mean, well, I'm always going to stink.
Well, like some of my female friends are like, I would never go to a male strip club. They just got their dick.
Said the same people that watch Magic Mike, I'm sure. And well, Magic Mike too.
But they've also, but some, Magic Mike again. But some of my women friends have said they like, they don't want it. It was like, dicks are ugly. Like, we don't want that just waving in our face. And I was like, what dicks you been looking at? So,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, but some women like it and some, like, and they, some women don't.
They're not just going to have like, they're just flopping around. Yeah, like, no, they're going to be in like be... a.
No, but some places, it depends.
Some places are all nude. Some places are not.
You have some strip clubs that just let you.
I think we just gave you your next $1 million idea.
Yeah, I just couldn't be in there dancing, like, because if I'm,
you could choreograph it.
Yeah, I could for sure.
Choreograph.
Have rounds coming from the top and shit.
Absolutely, yeah, as it should. Yeah. It should rain inside.
That'd be like a BET award show.
Come on now,
that's dope. I'm putting an atmosphere for you.
Let's go.
That's lit. No, that's what's up. Well, speaking of that, what's next for you? What's next?
Honestly, just I don't really have anything. Like, everything's always spontaneous for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing I do have coming up is this CreatorCon. And then other than that, man, how I live my life is like, I make it so like I just do this social media thing as far as reactions.
Yeah.
And then I can kind of like basically like live my life through my kids, if that makes sense. Like, they can do all the things that I couldn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're definitely doing that more, like from musicals to soccer to rowing team to just everything.
That's great.
So, as far as coming up next, nothing really big as far as right now. Okay, that's a lie. I might go on tour with the Savannah Bananas.
Okay.
That's so exciting. Yeah. If you do, I need tickets. I can't get tickets.
My friend Maceo, he dances for them. He's the first base coach. He's the black dude with the dreads that's always flipping and stuff that. That's a good friend of mine, which I met through social media. Mm. We did a show called Sensorium, which was in Orlando, Florida, where basically it was like we did lap dances and stuff.
Okay.
But we also did choreography as
we're
well.
We're not judging.
Because we were too.
We don't judge.
The way you said that, you felt like we were going to be judging.
I tried to break it down because I was like, well, we were just dancing and stuff. But then I was like, well, no, we did lap dances too at the beginning of the, before the show started. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We went to a Savannah Bananas game and I went out and I danced with them because that was my boy. So, and we were behind the, what do you call it? Home plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically like they're opening, they have like a new team they're adding on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
so not the party animals.
No. Yeah. And a dish. So they have party animals, which who I was dancing with.
Okay.
Against me.
So you were the,
so I was part of, I was part of party animals, for that game. But they have more teams. So they're going to have about six teams.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
They're expanding because people want to come see it.
Bang.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. Maybe I can get some tickets. Or you can just ask your boy. What's his name?
Maceo.
Hi, Maceo.
Maceo Harrison.
Maceo, I just have a son that loves baseball and love tickets.
He'll
do it. I can't get in the lottery. I keep not making. Yeah. Yeah. I get like in the first round and they're like, sorry.
They always come over this way and tour.
I know. They went to
Cleveland. So
I think it's Cincinnati because my son lives there. So I think it's Cincinnati coming up year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's all the above. Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Well, Maceo.
Yep. Okay. Columbus, all that.
I won't even bother you. I just want to sit there and watch the game. I mean, I'll cheer really loud.
Yeah.
No, they're fun games too.
Yeah.
They're fun games. And they get kids involved and everything.
I know.
It's actually an experience.
I feel like by the time I'm going to get tickets, my kid's going to be too old to care.
Yeah. No, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters.
For sure.
Baseball.
For sure.
Yeah.
But better.
My youngest son told me like 2 years ago that he wants to be a Savannah Banana. He plays baseball. He loves it. He is consistently twerking around. Literally twerks around my house nonstop. So at some point.
Thanks a lot, Maceo.
Wait, is he giving me tickets?
Maceo's the choreographer.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All the twerking and stuff you see is because he put it in there.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is my son's dream. So hopefully he can make that happen.
So that's probably the biggest thing that might happen.
Okay.
Great.
So, now, speaking of choreographing, are you ever going to go back and choreograph again, you think?
I've been asked that a lot lately. I just did a showcase for my boy, Jarrell Gordy. He's when I went out and danced for the Pistons, he was a choreographer for them. He had already been there in a staple kind of in the like female dance community because he basically teaches women how to be sexier. mm-hmm. you know, okay. Hills classes and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But he also is just diverse. Yeah. So when I went out there and was taking class at first, I took it from him. But long story short, he had his first showcase ever. Mm. And he's been teaching out in Detroit for almost 20 years.
Oh, okay.
So he had his first showcase ever, and he asked me to choreograph his hip-hop portion.
Okay.
And I just choreographed it, and we just had the show, I'd say, probably about 2 months ago, maybe less. Mm-hmm. But long story short with that is I just got asked to choreograph a bunch.
Okay.
So tomorrow, actually, I'm choreographing a piece, a competition piece for a studio out here in Toledo.
Okay.
Tomorrow. And it's been the first time in a long time. And then just probably more little stuff to come, but really mm-hmm. with dance now, I just wanted to dance more for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when I danced in general, even when I first started dancing in college, I was only a year to myself. And then I came and they gave me a job, mm-hmm. you know, I really wasn't qualified for, but
yeah.
realized I was gifted for. Mm-hmm. So it was like, once I did that, a lot of people don't know when you're a choreographer, you never have off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might have Christmas break off because the studio's closed. Mm-hmm. Holidays, random, just like any work.
Mm. Yeah.
But you really don't have days off. And when you work 10 straight years for people, mm-hmm. teaching kids and then having bosses. And then at a point, I didn't teach at studios. I taught everywhere.
Okay.
I was a guest teacher, so it's like mm-hmm. they'd fly me out, or I'd have to drive here.
So like master classes,
exactly. Yes. Okay, yeah. And I used to set pieces. I'm a competition. When it comes to competition pieces, I win. Mm-hmm. I used to win like easy because I train kids how I train my adults that mm-hmm. I had in Michigan for World of Dance. So mm-hmm. really, I'm preparing younger kids for a higher level of a lot of studios do the bare minimum. They mm-hmm. want your money. Let's be honest. People don't talk about this because dance studios are expensive,
yeah.
but they really want your money. Mm-hmm. I don't care about that. I want growth and I want your talent, right?
Yeah.
So, but I don't have no control of that if I am just a teacher.
Right.
So I was just a teacher, but I would go, I would set pieces, and I would give every student, I mean, I wouldn't say every student, but every group that I had mm-hmm. a competition piece. Worth like that can really compete, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was never a conflict of interest because I was a guest choreographer. People fly choreographers out all the time mm-hmm. or just have them come. People were just lucky enough that I'm in their backyard because I'm in Toledo,
yeah.
which is Temperance, mm-hmm. Monroe, mm-hmm. Maumee, Perrysburg. So I'm across the border and here, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And that's how I got on. That's Energy Dance Moms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how Gina found me because my kids went, kicked their ass.
Yeah.
Because they'll tell you, hip hop never wins. No, hip hop always wins. Mm-hmm. It always wins because it's the most entertaining thing in a dance competition when you watch 1,000 contemporary pieces and a million jazz pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And
tap,
then you have
ballet, yeah.
and tap, if you're good. That's right next to hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right next to hip hop. A good tap routine can beat anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A good hip hop routine will beat everything. Just be as long as you give them something
yes.
that
yeah.
can beat something. A lot of people just put it in there because we need to fill in the genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's get Miss Maddie to teach you. Mm-hmm. And she has only hip hop training she ever had was Mr. Greg. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't even know what the foundation of hip hop is? Do you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
and everything's watered down.
Yes.
I never used to call it hip hop. It used to be called wit hop, mm-hmm. white hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a color thing. It's a cultural thing. It's the let's get your money.
Yep.
Let's smile. Hip hop. Mm-hmm. No, it's not that.
Right.
And so I changed that narrative, and people miss that.
It's giving mm-hmm. Save the Last Dance.
Yes, and people miss,
love that movie.
And people miss that. So
yeah.
I've been thinking about it, but for me,
yeah.
if it's not for my kids, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I got other stuff to handle now.
Yeah.
And I've already lived that dream. Mm-hmm. The only thing I didn't do was Broadway. It's probably the only thing I regret because I loved show choir so much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But as far as dancing, I've been on tour. I've choreographed music videos. I've done the NBA. I've done TV. I've done So You Think You Dance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've kind of dabbled in everything I can dabble in. And being a 35-year-old man, what am I still going to go live a dream that I've already technically lived?
Right.
Yeah.
No, now I have to switch it over and invest it in my children to do better than me. You know what I'm saying? Because if my mom had the resources I have right now, I'd probably been a Disney Channel kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because.
I'm kind of glad. I'm. You probably should be glad. And we're all probably glad you weren't.
Absolutely. Right.
Well, a lot of shit got messed up.
Hello.
Poor, sure.
Poor Disney children. Yeah,
poor Disney. And Nickelodeon.
I was going to say.
All of the above.
All the children. You might have been
Nick at night was an understatement.
I mean, shit, you might have been hanging out at Diddy parties.
So, all right. Well, before we wrap things up, this is the last part of the show. This is where we do our shout outs. And so we always love to get some shout outs. So do you guys, Amy, you got any shout outs?
Shout outs.
Huh? You don't have any shout-outs?
No.
Oh, you show?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, okay. John said you got any shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-out.
She's like, not that I can think of.
Shout-out my family. Shout-out my mom. You know, my dad, my stepdad, that one. Junior, you get some love, too. And then, you know, my siblings, my kids. Shout-out King of Buds. Shout-out me. if you guys want to find me anywhere, look me up, Siresto Dance, Siresto Dance, or you can look up Jonte Williams. It should pop up. It should. Not on TikTok, though. And other than that, man, shout out you guys, man. I appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you.
I love Mud Talk. Super comfortable here. Had a lot of fun and definitely got to come back.
Yes, sure. Please do.
Please do. I want to shout out Beyond again. Shout out to my nephew,
it's a nice Devin hat.
Temple. Yes. So you can find him on it's hot as hell too in that hat.
It is a nice and it's reversible. We forgot to show that part. That's what I was gonna show. Ooh. That it's reversible.
Yep,
it's reversible. See, you got the logo right here, and then you can reverse it this way.
Yep, he does hoodies. Well, he has a whole line, so I need to stop saying he does hoodies. He has a fashion line. But it's hoodies, there's shirts, there's beanies, there's hats, there's jackets. But you can find them on Instagram at Sample. No, I'm not. Stretch that thing on out.
Why do I feel like I look like a Santa hat?
Yeah, boy.
That's what it's giving.
I like it.
Or if you ever watched your kids, well, probably Brett, like when we were younger. Remember Ed, and Eddie?
Ed, and Eddie.
That's what that looks like.
He used to get in trouble for watching that because he turned into a straight asshole whenever he used to watch that show.
I used to love Ed and Eddie.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to my nephew Sample Vion, man. Appreciate
very
nice. That.
It's a very warm hat.
Yes, it is very warm. It's perfect. And you know, we have to shout out Shay Renee. Renee could not be here. But we are sending our love and prayers to her.
Yes.
As she deals with her family right now. She's going through a tough time. Yeah. Shout out to CO Styles. CO Styles is supporting an amazing cause with his nephew right now. So shout out to them. And we got a shout out. Early Start Behavioral Health. We were the host of their Halloween event a couple weeks ago. So that was really dope to do that. Shout out to Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated for allowing us to be the host of the Lucas County Commissioners Forum. So that was a lot of fun. We just been out here moving and grooving, man. Shout out to my mom. Her birthday's on Monday. She'll be 58.
Mom's about to turn 50.
Really?
Yep,
that's right, because your mom was young.
Uh-huh, yeah. December
12th. Yeah.
See, your mom and I aren't that far apart in age. Yeah.
No, my mom, I'm telling you, she's a young lady. People used to think that was my sister. Mm-hmm. And shout out Amelia Annette over
shout
here.
Amelia.
Shout out to you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Were you the one that was in the lift? I'm glad you made it here safely.
Are you the one that be dancing with him on TikTok?
Uh-uh. Oh, no. That's my two youngest kids' mom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she's tall. You got to remember.
He said, "I'm sorry."
You got to remember.
No, because I didn't want to be offensive.
That's not the first time.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
That is not the first time. But
I ain't wearing Jordan's tall. Asshole.
Jordan's tall. Shout out her too, man. I'm telling you, co-parenting. That shit is actually easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you keep it about the kids.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I shout out to her in that sense. Like, we have a good co-parenting relationship. What I say goes, what she says goes. Yeah. It's just like that. You know what I'm saying? As long as you work together, everything's great. But shout out her too, man. She's a great mom.
That's dope. Shout out to people that co-parent. Healthy co-parent. Yes,
healthy co-parenting. Sure. About the kids, not about feelings.
Yes, and trying to still fuck. And all that crazy shit. I saw...
Did you? Wow.
I mean, just saying, that's where the unhealthy part comes
no,
in.
No, I think it's probably still healthy when they're still doing that. It's after that ends.
It's the feeling. That's, it's the feeling.
Nah, that makes everything complex, though.
Yeah.
When you're trying to be cool,
yeah,
there's no reason.
Yeah.
It just makes everything. I feel like a
at
tricky.
Some point in time, most co-parents double back at least once.
But then you realize that it's not worth it, like, because now, the one of the parents is being petty with the kids because you didn't give them no dick or no vagina last night.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
I got a friend locked up right now.
Absolutely,
see over some
vagina. over some virgin.
Listen,
over some shit he had
some virgin,
and that she wanted it. They mm-hmm. linked up, and she woke up angry the next day.
Yeah, she did.
And why would you go over there with a woman you have a restraining order?
Like, well, that's a whole other story.
Some of that Virginia.
Exactly. And that makes no sense. Go to Vermont.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Go to Vermont. It's insane. Go to Idaho.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Idaho would have been better than Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
He was the hoe.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
He was the hoe.
He was eyeing the hoe. That's the problem.
He sure did.
That was the fucking
yeah. If you
problem.
Have a restraint, let's just get a little tip. If you have a restraining order against somebody, you should probably not be in bed with them.
Yes,
like I'm just like, gonna throw that out
and
there.
I'm just mad at her because, like, bro, if you have a restraining order on this man,
why would you like to come him over? Yeah.
That's so twisted, like, yeah. And that's how diabolical.
Yeah,
that's how diabolical this world is.
It
so
is.
At the end of the day, if a female puts a restraining order on me, oh, I can never talk to you again.
Yeah, anymore. And yeah. There should never be got, any.
Even if I didn't do anything. It you having a restraining order on me already makes me look like I am somebody.
Absolutely.
Like you did something.
And I'm good on you.
Yeah.
So double back makes no sense. There should not with a restraining order. Yeah. That's a whole nother situation.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, and then last shout out to my homie, my sister, my big sis, Shawanda Johnson over at Fame Studios.
Yeah.
Man.
Wanda
yeah.
Wanda.
Yes, that is my homie, my big sis.
That's Dan's family right there too.
Yes. I know
she's a superstar now too.
Listen, yeah, she got some big things popping. If you haven't seen, she just posted on Facebook and I think probably IG. Fame Studios is getting a reality. Well, we just finished filming a reality show for Tubi, so nice. That's gonna be. It's like a dance reality thing. It's not like anything like Dance Moms. It's more so like her life, like managing the business and like the being a dance studio owner. That shit is crazy. That shit can get real wicked.
Wicked. Mm-hmm.
So that's like, yeah. So like, just like her journey through that, and then like I got to film some scenes because we've been doing adult classes again. So it's been really dope to like get back into the studio and just like start moving again and things like that. But yeah, but shout out to Fame Studios, man. Just not too long ago, they performed at they opened up for the Detroit Pistons not too long ago. So that was really dope. So. That was super amazing. And it's just really cool to see like the younger generation now at the dance studio. And I get to be a part of that and help out with that because at one point in time, I was one of the younger people at the studio. And a lot of people at the studio invested into me, you know, like Bridget and Shawanda, Matt and Will, the twins. Mm-hmm. Like just so many people that started off at Fame Studios really invested in me as a dancer. Mm-hmm. And then that, you know, transitioned to me and Akira, you know, we did the Netflix show Rhythm and Flow. So that was a lot of fun. It was a very long shoot though. Like shooting for 8 hours, standing on your feet dancing is really insane. But I got to meet Chance the Rapper, Twista and Royce 5'9". So that was really dope.
Chance the Rapper really is cool. That
Chance, no, Chance is an asshole.
He's a dick.
He is a dick.
He seems like, nice.
No. So we were filming. And so when we first filmed, we were standing outside in Chicago. It was cold as hell. I think we filmed the show in November, something like that. It was super cold. And we had to film this scene. They're like, all right, so Chance, Twista, and Royce 5'9 were having dinner. That's what it was. They was having dinner. We were standing outside the window. And they were like, okay, they're about to eat dinner, so like you need to like cheer outside and like, yeah, Chance, like blah blah blah, whatever. So we did this scene and we go into the actual place to like record like the show, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what this man said?
What?
He walked in, he was like, all right, I need y'all to do this shit on the first fucking time because I'm ready to go the fuck home.
I mean, I kind of feel that.
And I was like, have never met you. Like, you could have came like, hey, y'all, thank y'all for coming out. You know, let's just try to like do this the first time, like you know what I'm saying, whatever. He came out and he was like, I've been filming all motherfucking day. Let's do this shit the first fucking time.
Tired.
And I was like,
don't give that energy to people.
No, you don't. Not people that are coming out for you.
Yeah, exactly. So we were like, even though we're filming the show, like we could have just been like at the crib. Like, so.
Right.
So after that, I was just kind of like, yeah, Chance.
So he was he like that the whole rest of the time?
He was. Like, yeah. he legit was just like, he was pissed because one of the scenes we had to reshoot. Like, there was something that happened. It was like, all right, we need to redo the scene. And he was like, he got on the mic and was like, hey, yo, like, let's do this shit the first fucking time. We was like, we heard you the first fucking time you said it. So, yeah, he wasn't cool.
And that was your same experience with him, too?
Yeah, he's just more of a... He acts like on TV, like he's more fun than he really is.
So he's not fun.
He's not.
He's not as fun as you would think he is. Mm-hmm. How he portrays himself on Jimmy Fallon and on Wildin' Out. He's more of a dick. Ooh, he's kind of like how people say Michael Jordan is.
Michael Jordan's a dick too.
Yeah,
what? Yeah, ruining all these
people. Michael Jordan's disrespected so many people.
I heard that too.
And put his hands on people and everything. Like he's that type of person. Like,
yeah.
So you get that with these stars, man. Some people are just not who you think they are.
Yeah.
And some people are pleasant surprises, and other people are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And horrible. Twister was like the cool ass uncle you can drink and smoke a blunt.
I can't say that name.
Yeah, you can't. Mm-mm. Can you?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not doing it.
Oh, she has a tough time saying any words that end with A. Mm-hmm. That's why.
No.
So it's like Twista.
Shut up. Twista.
That's exactly how it is.
That's just how it came out that one time because I was excited that I knew what he was talking.
I was like, "Oh, that white girl really jumped out of you." Like that was right there. So and
he
then like
he's like the cool uncle.
Yeah,
I could see that.
He's cool uncle. And Royce 5'9" is like,
who told me that Nelly was a dick? Somebody told me Nelly was a dick too.
Nah, he might be. I don't know. Ooh. But Royce 5'9" is like the woke uncle. He's like your Malcolm X of the family. Like, stay black, stay strong. You know what I'm saying? Down with the man, you know what I'm saying?
I don't have that uncle in my family, but
maybe Royce 5'9" would be part of your family.
Will, what's his name?
Royce 5'9".
Royce 5'9". Can you be my uncle?
Yeah, he might be.
I need a cool uncle.
I feel like your uncle would be Tech 9.
Tech 9? No. Oh no.
Yeah, that'd be your uncle.
Isn't Tech 9 like old enough to be my child?
No, Tech 9's old.
Yeah.
I don't think is he cool?
Tech 9 probably went to high school with you.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
So you need an uncle that's older, right?
How old is Tech 9?
Tech 9 is 53 years old.
I am not 53 years old.
Okay, I take that
all back. Right, thank you. All right, Tech 9, you can be my uncle.
Tech 9, he could be your uncle.
See? I guess he could
I
be
guess
my
I was
uncle.
Right.
Do we like him? Is he?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's good. Okay.
His concerts are amazing.
Yeah.
And so Nelly's not a dick, because I heard
I don't think
a
he
dick.
Is. Okay. I don't think he is. I don't like Ray J.
I mean, I don't think anybody
Ray J seems funnier now, but Ray J...
His own sister doesn't like
when
Ray
he
J.
came out. Right. When he came out to the Pistons, bro,
he was a dick.
It's not even a dick. He's just such a. Can I say this? A
you
square,
can
say like a square,
boring?
Like no, like a square, like such a corny ass dude. Like his entourage was like three white dudes, an Asian dude, and a black dude, and then
it's a diverse.
Then
entourage.
He walked. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
He walks in with his phone like, cool.
Yeah.
You can do that. As somebody famous, you can do that, right?
Yeah.
But we're working.
Yeah.
Right.
This is not to stunt. Then
it's not Ray J's
after room. We were done, this man staring at the dancers. Mm-hmm.
So he was a creepy Ray J.
And I'm talking about staring so damn hard, and we're looking at you, and you're just lost.
I like, believe that.
I could, and then he couldn't sing.
Oh, that I believe.
I have a picture. Yeah.
That I believe.
All saw the
picture on Facebook. I have a picture on Facebook. It's hilarious. You can see me smiling behind Ray J because I'm making fun of him this whole time. The whole time me and my friend Kevin are waiting to dance, I'm sitting down there just literally cracking on this guy, like making fun of him. So it looks like we're just happy to be there and there, but really it's just back there telling jokes. Yes.
Maybe he needs some auto-tune.
He need to not dedicate one wish to his grandma again, because that was twisted.
Yeah, that was sick. But you know what? It doesn't matter because his whole family doesn't even talk to him anymore.
Yeah, that's
so
fact.
Like even Brandy doesn't fuck with him.
Did you get to meet Brandy?
No, I wish I could meet the queen.
Yes, yeah. The vocal Bible.
Come on now,
I love Brandy. I love Brandy Norwood. Thank you.
I like Brandy.
Yes, I love me some Brandy. So, and her daughter can sing really good too. Really?
Faith Evans was pretty good though.
Who?
Faith Evans.
I feel like Faith Evans
sing
cool as fuck.
She was cool.
Is she?
She was cool.
She seems cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about in person? No, yeah. No. She is a cool auntie.
She seems like that.
She's a cool auntie.
We had a guest on our show this season who said that if you want to sound like Faith Evans, just sing in the shower.
That's hilarious. That's actually pretty fucking funny.
So
is it accurate?
Mm. Yeah. Aww.
See? So the next time that you hear
Faith, you don't have to answer,
but that's probably what it's going to be like.
How do you feel about Alicia Keys?
Oh, fuck.
He hates Alicia Keys.
I hate
Alicia Keys. Just do too much, bro.
It's too much yelling.
Ah, why are you eating the mic like that? Like,
yes. You know what's crazy, though?
She's right up there with, for me, is
Fergie.
No. You know the two people that I really don't like
I'm listening.
Alicia Keys and Toni Braxton.
What?
I don't like Toni Braxton. Sorry.
Something's wrong with you.
Yeah. What?
You know what's crazy though? I hear you say about Alicia Keys.
Why are you calling me on the phone?
Why are you singing like that?
It's just another sad love song. Unbreak
my heart.
You know what I think it is? Here's what I think it is. This is what I think it is. I know why this doesn't hit for you guys. Because you guys were way too... You guys were younger when those... No. When those songs were like... Okay, so like... How old
it's
were,
the fact that we can't understand what
Well, yeah, you can't understand
saying.
It. But I'm just saying it hits different when you're like... I don't know.
She just eats the mic. Well,
who? Alicia Keys? Or Toni Braxton?
Both.
No, Toni Braxton needs to eat the mic so we can hear her.
I can hear her.
I cannot... Maybe I don't know.
There's a lot of... She does have an interesting tone.
That's her, bro.
I don't know. I like them both.
My tears away. I just
like them both.
Okay.
I don't like Fergie.
I don't like Fergie either. Mm-mm. I like rapping Fergie. I don't like singing Fergie.
Man, Fergie is garbage, man.
Well, I'm not saying I would listen to her now, but she was out when I was in high
school. No.
Wasn't she like my house?
Where is the love, Fergie? The Black Eyed Peas Fergie, I love.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas, yeah.
Fergie by herself.
My humps, fuck Fergie.
My humps.
I fuck with her. I like my humps.
That's an amazing
and, song. And Glamorous.
Yeah, that's
Glamorous was a bop.
Yeah, that was good.
You know what people, some people say they don't like her, but I do. I don't give a fuck. Some Gwen Stefani. You turn on some Gwen Stefani, man,
Gwen,
it's going down.
Gwen is it.
I love it.
She
but people
it.
Say they don't like her. They say she can't sing.
She's very, I disagree with
she can
all
sing.
Of that.
I love Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about Gwen
they don't
Stefani,
give you residencies in Vegas if you can't
right.
Say
it.
The only thing I don't like about Gwen Stefani, she was like a very much heavy culture appropriator.
Oh yeah.
So I don't really don't care for that shit. But then, when she stole the culture, it was just so good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. This is bananas. That we are learning how to spell bananas because of her.
BANANAS.
She even had a song with Slim Thug, and it was amazing.
How many times do you stop and sing that song when you're trying to spell bananas? Because I literally
have to spell it
every time.
It's just like when I spell independent. INDEPE. I can't spell it. I have to say it.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I love me some Gwen Stefani. Even in No Doubt, I love her. But when she was by herself, she got me with that song with Slim Thug. That's when I really started fucking with her. It's called Luxurious. It's amazing. She sampled Biggie or the Icy Brothers. It was really good with Slim Thug. I didn't expect it, and it was really good. But it wasn't really good enough for me to go buy the album. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say. I definitely bootlegged it off of LimeWire.
I missed that.
Yeah. I don't miss getting STDs on my computer, though. That's what I don't miss because of LimeWire. LimeWire was definitely like... Yeah. Fucking up computers and shit just for you to get the latest
song,
you know, song or some the latest T-Pain CD or some shit. But you over here fucking
Chameleonaire back then. Was
Chameleonaire.
Yes. And now your mom is like, why the fuck is this computer slow, girl? I don't know. I think you need to get the computer tested.
Why is there porn popping up?
So we definitely was doing a lot. So well, all right, Jonte, we thank you for stopping by, man.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
so much.
You. We're gonna give you a little clap on that. Thank you. Make sure y'all look him up on Instagram. Make sure y'all look him up on TikTok, on all social media platforms. And y'all can look us up at Mud Talk.
Mud Talk 419 on Instagram.
Yeah,
Mud Talk Podcast on Facebook.
And TikTok, Mud Talk 419.
Yep.
And then on Facebook is Mud Talk Podcast. So.
And on YouTube, Mud Talk.
Yep. So our next show is November 22nd. It's right before we do our little holiday break. And then we come back in December. And then January is our 4-year anniversary show.
4 years.
4 freaking years, y'all. This has been amazing. So, but
50 episodes, 4 years.
Man. We got a lot going
on. Who would have known when I just came to episode 3 to talk about sex? That's how I started.
That's how you started. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's been here for 47 episodes.
47 episodes.
And some specials. So I feel it, you know. But hopefully CL Styles will be back in the building. He'll be back.
Okay.
Hopefully. And then we have, make sure y'all tap in on December 7th. We have our next live City Hall show. Yes,
come out if you're local.
Yes, if you're local. 315 South Runners Road. We set up at 7. The party gets started at 7:30. We usually rock that thing till about 10. Mm-hmm. We usually do a couple games. We do a couple little segments. We pass out drinks and shit. You know what I'm saying? We give out City Hall fun stuff with paraphernalia. Merch. I couldn't think of the word merch. There we go. Merch. We give out merch. We do all the other great shit. So
we're just gonna come drink with us. You can buy us a drink too.
Yeah, come buy us a drink. Shit. Let us celebrate 4 years or whatever. So it's the tequila that's kicking in.
Can tell.
And I'm ready for some more. All right. Well, that's it, y'all. I'm Big T.
I'm Miss Amy.
And you officially tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you latest in music, news, and fashion. The only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
Let me try that again.
All right. So
try that one more time.
I'm Big T.
Oh, wait. We're going that far back? Okay. Try one more time. These are those bloopers we talk about. Go ahead.
This is as bad as when my Uncle Larry was like, and I'm Larry, when we were doing the outro.
He was?
I was like,
it's like, I'm Larry.
I had to mute his mic.
I know. That was hilarious. Okay, try one more time. Right. We're just going to reset all of this.
Let's just reset.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm Big T.
I miss Amy.